Good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Melbourne is celebrating the World Vegan Day today, Sunday. Briefly, what is the World Vegan Day about?
Well, World Vegan Day is an opportunity to celebrate all that is good about being on a vegan lifestyle. On the 10th of November at the Melbourne Showgrounds, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m, we're having the best exhibition of vegan food that you'll see anywhere in Australia, all under the one roof. We're going to have vegan footwear, clothing, cosmetics, food products of all types, all under the one roof. We're going to have information, we're going to have talks, we're going to have great music, we'll have a kids area, food demonstrations. So we've got something for everyone on World Vegan Day.
And this is open to all, isn't it?
It is. It's a free event and it's open to everyone. You don't have to be vegan or vegetarian or anybody can turn up and just learn more about the vegan lifestyle.
Yeah, and do you have any idea of the number of people coming to the event?
We expect to get anywhere up to and beyond 5,000-6,000 people, maybe more.
That's a lot.
It is, yeah. And it's an event where people from all over Australia actually turn up. We've even had some people from overseas visit our event specifically.
This is a way of promoting a healthy and compassionate lifestyle, which encourages healthy living.
Yeah.
What can people learn from Vegan Day?
Well, the thing about World Vegan Day is that it celebrates an anniversary of when the word vegan was first invented. In 1944, Donald Watson invented the word vegan to create a new word out of the word vegetarian, and he took some of the letters out and made the word vegan and started the world first vegan society in the 1st of November in 1944. So to mark the anniversary of that, they decided to have the first World Vegan Day in 1994, 50 years after, and that was done in England. And then since then, we've had events all over the world to commemorate World Vegan Day. And what we're doing is that we started the first Australian World Vegan Day here in 2003. And since then, others have popped up in Australia as well.
So this year is the 10th year.
It's the 10th year that we've run World Vegan Day, and it's the 11th World Vegan Day that we've done since the first one in 2003, yes.
Yeah, and is the vegan different from vegetarian?
Yes, a vegetarian person avoids eating any meat and any fish. So no chicken, no beef, no turkey, no pork, or no fish. Whereas a vegan, not only does it avoid eating all meat, but also avoids eating dairy products like cheese and milk and yogurt, and also eggs, no eggs, and also no honey. And also vegans avoid wearing things like leather belts, leather shoes, woolen jumpers, and avoid any animal exploitation altogether.
So it's like avoiding products made out of or taken from animals or something like that.
Yeah, it's basically a way to stop the exploitation of animals. And the reasons why people become vegetarian are the same reasons why people become vegan. A lot of people are concerned about animal cruelty, and the dairy industry also has animal cruelty because the baby calf is taken from the mother and slaughtered and turned into veal. And so a lot of pain and suffering in that. Plus, from a health point of view, dairy products have been shown to be unhealthy, same with eggs. They've got saturated fat, they lead to cholesterol increases, it leads to a lot of excess protein, which causes acidity. And then from an environmental point of view, dairy industry, like a lot of the animal industries, also use a lot of water and a lot of electricity, a lot of land, and create a lot of greenhouse emissions. So from all those points of view, being vegan has got the same reasons as being vegetarian in the first place.
And in the World Vegan Day celebration in Melbourne, what sort of vegan products can people expect to have a taste?
Well, we've got a great array of stalls, about 100 different stalls. We've got fantastic Western-style vegan food, like the Lord of the Fries. We've got the great vegan hot dogs. We've got the Parna chocolates. We've got great vegan raw chocolates. You've got people like the Bear Cafe that have like Australian-style toasted sandwiches with avocado. And we've got Italian food, people like Veg to Go. We've got Chinese-style with Enlightened Cuisine. We've got also Indian, you know, like Gopals and Invita. So we've got a whole range of different vegan foods. So every style and taste is accommodated. We've even got ice creams, chocolates, every kind of food you can imagine that's vegan.
Yeah, and lastly, what can people expect from the Vegan Day celebration and learn from the vegan people?
Well, one of the things that you can learn from the vegan celebrations is the fact that you learn about it being living a compassionate lifestyle that's easy to follow, that's delicious food, And you can even get things like a vegan jelly, can you believe, like buffino jellies. And so every taste is accommodated for. It's easier than people think. It's simple. It doesn't involve any cruelty. And you'll learn from the talks on the day about the health benefits of being on a vegan diet. And you also learn about the environmental benefits, too, that you get from it. And our food demonstrations will show you how easy it is to prepare vegan food.
Thanks very much, Mark Donador of World Vegan Day Melbourne.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the interview.